Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1764, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Was paid to Duffy, nor did I promise to give him a job at $15 per week or any other job to make the affidavit aforesaid. On the contrary, Duffy made it freely and voluntarily, and he stated at the time that it was the truth. Dan S. Wilson was also present when the affidavit was taken by Knight. Knight read the affidavit over to Duffy, and Duffy stated it was true, held up his right hand and swore to it, and signed it before J. O. Knight, Notary Public. H. O. Knight, sworn for the movant. I am a Notary Public for Fulton County, and did swear Jesse E. Duffy to an affidavit dated April 10, 1914. I read the affidavit to Duffy and asked him if it was true. Duffy stated it was true, whereupon I had Duffy raise his right hand and swear to the affidavit and sign it. Duffy not only made no objection to it, but said it was the truth. J.N.O., R. Byington, H. Angier, E. A. Angier, D. I. McIntyre, War Massiel, sworn for the movant. We know H. O. Knight and know his general character for truth and veracity, and the same is good, and we would believe him on oath. Third Amendment, Otto Sowab, Isaac Sahorn, Isaac Haas, B. Wildauer, David Mark, sworn for the movant. We met Mrs. Maud Bailey and Mrs. Dot May Barrett on Thursday, April 23, 1914, between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. in the office of Messrs. Herbert J. and Leonard Haas. The affidavits of said Mrs. May Barrett and Mrs. Maud Bailey were exhibited and read over to said Mrs. Dot May Barrett and Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey, and said affiants acknowledged their signatures and stated that at the time of signing their respective affidavits, they were properly sworn by a notary public, that they had received no money or promise of reward of any nature whatsoever for making said affidavit, nor had any threats, intimidations, or coercion of any character been used in order to force them to make said affidavits. They further stated that the contents of their said affidavits were true in every particular. Fourth and Fifth Amendments, Joe Knight, Isaac Sehorn, Isaac Haas, B. Wildauer, Otto Sowab, David Mark, sworn for the movant. April 23, 1914, we were in the office of Messrs. Herbert J. and Leonard Haas in the 4th National Bank Building and were present when one Annie Maud Carter,